Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, VA, when we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about the Veterans Administration and what has taken place. And Montel Williams, I think, just kind of says it like it is. But it is a travesty for so many different reasons. But one of the reasons is this is what everybody's wanting to bring to America. Ever how they're treating, and I don't know, we can find out how many vets are in it, but I think it's around a million maybe vets. Now imagine having 300 million folks from the nation involved, and this is what they're doing. And it's like, dear Lord, help us, save us from ourselves in the context of what we're doing, and be there, Lord, through us by your grace for these veterans. Dr. Carson's comments in regards to this VA crisis. Listen to what he says. He says it's a gift from God as he's talking to Fox News.
I think what's happening with the veterans is a gift from God to show us what happens when you take layers and layers of bureaucracy and place them between the patients and the healthcare provider. And if we can't get it right with the relatively small number of veterans, how in the world are you going to do it with the entire population? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out.
And in this situation,
imagine that. And so here we are. Listen, you got to hear Montel Williams being interviewed by Neil Cavuto on Fox News, and he's expressing what so many people are feeling. This is not a political issue. These are people who fall for us, who lay down their lives for us, who lay down limbs and relationships, and just we owe a huge debt of gratitude to these few veterans. And listen to Montel.
Hear him now. Montel, you're saying that this talk back and forth about, you know, firing the secretary doesn't do anyone any good. We're losing sight of the real problem, right?
Absolutely. Let's go to solutions. Look, you can chop off the head all you want, and we still have the problem. The body's still going to run around and run around for a long time. There's this chicken out there. A lot of people don't even know about it. Crazy story called Magic Mike, a chicken who they chopped the head off of. That chicken lived for almost a year and a half, and people put it on a show and displayed it all over America. They fed it through an eyedropper. Well, that's exactly what's going on right here. You can chop off Shinseki's head, chop off the VA head. The same system is going to operate because the same system is what is flawed. There have been 30 years of studies, committees. It's time to stop the ignorance. Take the soldiers off the battlefield. Now, they came back from Afghanistan. They came back from Iraq and Iran. They're in battlefield USA. When we have seven, look, this IG report, I hope all of America gets that. Fortunately, you know, Neil, you get it, and I just got this report 15 minutes ago and read it before coming on. The IG report says, egregiously offensive, 1,400 soldiers were made to wait for up to 17 months, and there were 1,700 not even on a list. So how can we solve a problem where we don't even know where the problem begins? I am angry, my friend. I'm angry because, you know, we made a promise. When I stood with my hand up proudly, I said, I do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I will bear true faith. You know, I went through my oath. I told the world I'm willing to put my life on the line and die for you. Now, our guys went over. They've left body parts. Some of them never made it back. Some of them are here now, and their souls are still there. And we have the audacity to turn our back on them right this second. I'm going to tell you something. All societies are judged by what they do for the least of them, of us. The least of us are the ones who protected this democracy. We owe this debt more than anything else. The president just promised $5 billion for terrorists around the world at West Point, where he could have used the day to say, I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused you, the families, and I'm going to fix it today. And I'm going to fix it by doing something like this. Everybody who hears my voice, you can tweet me at Montel_Williams and use hashtag VA Surge. Neil, you know this. 4 years ago, this government did a surge in Afghanistan. We put 33,000 troops on the ground in less than 90 days. Cost the taxpayers of America over $50 billion. We did it. It was assessed and needed to be done. We got the assessment finished in 20 days. I'm here to tell you that right now there's a budget going before Congress and Senate. We know that there's over $3 billion of waste in there right now that no one wants. There's an aircraft carrier. There's A-10s. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we don't want. Take $1 billion out of that right now. Just add that to last year's military budget, and without any congressional orders, without a presidential signature, each branch of the service can put on temporary active duty any corpsman that just went off active duty because their service was over. Bring them back. Let's surge for the next 90 days, clear the entire backlog of appointments that have been missed. Understand what we need to do, because there are soldiers who haven't seen doctors for 3 years. We don't even know the level of illness they have.
But Montel, would you be?
We don't know how much we got to pay.
I'm sorry, my friend, but would you be nervous about giving the VA even more money if it has a record of losing it or not accounting for it or looking after the soldiers you're trying to look after? Maybe the VA itself isn't up to that job.
We'll put the money into the account of the military so just we can pay for the salaries of the soldiers that we can bring back on. You know, I spent 22 years in, and let me explain my service so everybody understands. I'm a Vietnam-era vet. I came in on a delayed entry program in 1973, went through boot camp in 74, was a Marine, got meritorious and promoted 3 times, entered the Naval Academy, went to the Naval Academy from 76 to 1980, then I served from 80 to 1989, active duty from 1989 until 1991, 92, I did something called TEMAC, Temporary Active Duty. They were able to bring me back on active duty for 30-day, 20-day periods of time. That's part of the budget. When there's something or a crisis that needs to be done, they have it in the budget to do that. I'm saying give the budget to the military.
No, I see your point. There's obviously, if we were good at surges in the military to go after bad guys, we should be up to surges that help these guys. But, I think you had noticed or commented in a recent column you wrote, that we're generally forgetting our soldiers these days, those who've been injured and those who've long since left service. And you notice it just in the celebrities who go to hospitals to visit them.
Not just celebrities, Neil, but
anyone.
Do you think about this? Four years ago, 5 years ago, every award show, I don't care if it was the Grammys, the Emmys, the whatever, people stood up and said, I want to thank God and I want to thank all of our soldiers. It rolled off our lips like a saying, I support the troops, I support the troops. Well, 4 years ago when I was visiting soldiers at Walter Reed, I saw lots of people walking through the hallways. There were other celebrities there. 3 years ago, there was maybe 3 or 4. You see a couple congressmen there. 2 years ago? The numbers started going down. In the last year, I talked to the guys myself, and they say nobody's visiting us anymore.
Do you think it's battle fatigue? Do you think that maybe the president, that's part of what he was talking about at West Point? We're just tired of wars and battles, and we might be taking it out on these guys.
Yeah, but guess what? Be as tired as you want, but that barbecue you had on Sunday was paid for on the backs of soldiers who left body parts in the
battlefield.
You're
exactly right.
So you have no right to forget. This is not a debt that we can say, oh, I'm not going to pay for a school lunch program. Oh, I'm not going to add more money to the FAA. No. Excuse me. This is the reason why we have a democracy. And until people really come together and get to this, we're really going to have a hard time, because guess what? At the same time we're having this conversation, there are people mongering in the hallways of Congress getting ready to put troops on the ground in Syria, troops on the ground in Africa, troops on the ground in the Ukraine. Well, tell me who's going to go down and sign up and enlist today when they know that the government that they're enlisting to protect is doing nothing but lying, because when you come home, they will throw you, I hate to say it this way, it's as ignorant and as distasteful as giving me the middle finger, because that's what you're doing to the soldiers. We've got to stop this.
Do soldiers tell you that? It's not political. Do soldiers tell you that when they see you, like, hey, come on, what was this for?
Brother, let me tell you, I talk to on a regular basis people who've left more of their bodies and more of parts of them overseas. Their souls are still here, but they just wonder why. Why? 4 years ago, people bought them lunch in the airport. Now they just kind of look at them as they pass by and kind of wink. And I'm not telling you to go buy them something. They just want to know that you appreciate the fact that the reason why we and you didn't have to send your children to do this is because they did it for you.
It is amazing. I can't add to the words of Montel in the context of this. You can see the whole interview at VFNTV.com on the torch. But understand this. This is the reality of a few vets. I don't know how many vets they are in the context of that.
There's 2.8 million Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and best estimates, they're estimating right now there's about 21.9 million living vets, you know, right now.
No, imagine, so imagine taking on now 300 million when they have the secret list, and they have what, they're saying that there's 1,400 vets waiting 17 months to be able to get seen. Other vets are reporting it takes 30 days to get an appointment when broken hands. That 1,700 were not even on the list at all. Reports are that, you know, in excess of 30 or 40 died, something of that, on that list, the private list. And it's like, this is, and this is, as you heard in the very beginning when Dr. Ben Carson said, I believe this is a gift from God. And he's not talking about the tragedy. He's talking about the reality that this is not doable. Government does not do things well. They do things like military, protecting the government, getting the roads and those type of things. But in regards to healthcare, it's just not done well. It just can't do it. It just feeds on itself. And all of a sudden, you know, you got all this wrong things going and people are saying you can't fire anybody. It's like, you can't fire anybody. People can die, but you can't fire.
Hello.
And so we got to pray that things will turn around. You got to call your congressmen and your senators and let them know, and your, and the president, say, do something, stop. If we did the surge, and he's talking about pound VA surge in regards to, if we did a surge,
hashtag
VA surge, if we sent 33 million troops in 90 days with $50 billion worth of expense into Afghanistan, I believe it was, then we can do a surge to fix this. We can say, we're sorry. We appreciate what you did. I mean, think about the offense. It's hard enough to come back, for the soldiers to come back. It's just hard in general. But then to be treated this way by us, and it helps us understand, let's just focus on taking care of our vets, and let's not let the government start taking care of everybody in this nation. We're not even taking care of the ones who took care of us, that gave us the freedom, as Montel said, to have the barbecue that we had just last Memorial Day. Thank you to the families. We will call our congressman. We will call our soldier. Go to VFN, or our senators, go to VFNTV.com and find out how to contact your senators about letting them know. Do something now. Do something now about this VA situation and resolve it. Put a surge down. Get these corpsmen in there. And we thank Congressman Jeff Miller, who's on the front line saying, listen, removing a head of this thing is not going to change it. This thing has to be, my words, fundamentally transformed. This thing has to be dealt with inside and out, because this is a 30-year problem. Thank you, Congressman Jeff Miller, who heads up the committee on VA that's going to get to the bottom of this thing. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.